Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a place for you to explore the week ahead through the lens of astrology. I create this show with a view to supporting and validating you through the crazy ups and downs and to help you make more informed and more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and Astrology Reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. Today's episode is the regular weekly horoscope episode for the week beginning May 13th. It's getting warm. The speed of things are picking up, or at least it feels that way, with a little bit of a tense, rushed energy. And this week features a few surprises thanks to the Sun and Venus making connections with shock planet Uranus. There's also a sign change for Mercury as it leaves Aries and moves into Taurus. So words and conversation and letters, emails, news, media, text messages, these all come with some stubbornness, but also some real weight to the words you say and the things you do. It's kind of a week of magic in that respect, because Mercury, the magician, in material sign Taurus, is all about manifesting life's literal, tangible things. I'll forecast using the Sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, and this is called the solar charting method. It's going to work as the base foundation upon which everything else kind of happens for you and your sign. But this can get personalized further with a specific chart analysis reading. Readings are closed and they do get booked within 2 to 3 days of being reopened. If you need to get yourself on the wait list because you're going through something and you want to know the specific timing of things that your chart shows, then send me an email to thehoroscopevault@gmail.com and I'll be in touch about getting you on that list. But you can get more depth from your horoscope using just this episode while you wait for your reading. You'll want to listen to the horoscope for your sun sign, but also your rising sign, also known as the ascendant in astrology. And I'll include a rising sign calculator below in case you don't know what yours is. Listening to your sun and rising sign reading in combination gives a lot more detail of the week's events. And then, of course, there is the earth sign and the soul sign. I'll mention to you what those are for each zodiac at the end of your horoscope prediction. So, okay, let's get into this week. So astrology is just the reading and understanding of symbols. And some people ask if it's like being psychic, and it really is not at all. I can't just look at someone and read them based on some traits and habits that you have. If I witness them, I can guess, you know, some placements that you have in your chart. But this isn't mediumship. I've always been amazed by people who can sit and read you with nothing at all to reference. And I've had psychic readings that have absolutely blown my mind. But then I've also had other psychic readings that were just complete stabbing in the dark. The thing with astrology is that it's not the physical planet that affects life on Earth, unless it were to come like smashing into our planet. Much like the invisible forces that are holding each of those orbs in their place out in the solar system, there are other forces radiating around too. You cannot approve the idea of gravity, of the sun keeping planets in their fixed orbit, and then go on to deny that there are any other invisible forces to the eye. Electromagnetism is invisible, and it's one of my favorite examples to use as, you know, an indicator of unseen power. Let me ask you, have you ever felt absolutely magnetized to something or someone? Just obsessed, just need to know more, need to connect? Or have you ever felt absolutely repulsed to something or someone? That is electromagnetism working in human form. Electromagnetic fields are present everywhere in our environment. Electric fields are produced by natural sources such as local buildup of electric charges in the atmosphere, things like associated with thunderstorms. And the Earth's magnetic field is used by birds and fish for things like navigation. I thought that was pretty cool. There's a huge geomagnetic storm that's kind of enveloping the world right now and over the last few days. And if you've been fortunate enough to see the colours in the sky, proving to your naked eye that there's some really gnarly forces out there doing some really awe-inspiring, amazing things, then you'll maybe be a little bit more connected to the idea of there being more out there than we all truly even know. exploring astrology symbolism is really just exploring the solar system's conditions. It's like the whole what's going on, the who's dating who, it's the gossip of the universe. These magnetic communication points between planets are good and bad. They can be pretty, they can be ugly. And really the comprehension of this dark matter, understanding what those symbolic relationships could allude to, has offered me and thousands of people I've worked with some glimpse into answers of what the heck is going on in life. The only way for you to really know whether that's true or not for you, you don't have to believe me or anyone else, you just try it on for size. You validate it through your own experience. And so this weekly horoscope show is all about offering you a check-in point for you to see if these things align or not. This week, beginning Monday, with the Sun conjunct Uranus in Taurus, was kind of hinted at on Sunday. The energy began on Sunday. And there was an exclusive episode I released on the show back on Friday, the 10th of May, and it went through 8 prediction points for the weekend for each sign. Things like choosing to step back from something. It was about restraint somewhere. It was about needing to concentrate. But then there was a final aspect of the weekend. It was the Moon sextile Uranus, which touched on the idea of some kind of brewing karma. Now, the specific type of karma was different for each sign, depending on if you were an Aries, a Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, and so on and so forth through to Pisces. Each sign had a different presentation of how that karma would shine through. Detailed on that episode, I will include that link below. But for Monday, the Sun-Uranus conjunction in Taurus at 23 degrees is a sign of a difficult situation beginning to improve. It's an idea of you gaining some support. It's this relief, this knowing that you are essentially blameless in a situation that's been kind of crazy. And this indicates a turning of the tides. And if you've been waiting, if you've been patient, if you've been doing the right thing, sticking to your morals, being cautious, being humble, indulging in self-care, looking after things in a logical way that makes sense in the now, then you'll be able to take advantage of what these next 6 months offers you in building on an idea or a plan or something ingenious that you have up your sleeve that you just want to work. So this realization of needing to stick to a goal on Monday, the self-appreciation of an internal bright spark and knowing that maybe things are going to start dragging in your favor because it's still not going to be super easy, it's still going to be an effort. This all comes along with another supporting aspect, Venus in Taurus sextile Saturn in Pisces, where it's easier to be disciplined. It's easier to be realistic. You can get more excited by the practical things and concerns, or at least you should let yourself be excited by that stuff. It's all the things that would usually be considered boring, and they can be a little bit more exciting now. It's all wisdom and making arrangements and creating structured plans of discipline. It is a great time to start a healthy eating program or give up something that you know you need to give up too. This is mainly about your intelligent application and management of resources. It's about self-reliability, discretion, lots and lots of keeping things private, because it's the private stuff, the things that you don't share too prematurely, that seems to be the stuff that works out the best in the end. So privacy for the purpose of your growth and healing is okay. There is an unusual prediction within this aspect showing up, and it's to do with the color yellow. So wearing yellow a lot more this week, it's like a lucky talisman to wear yellow throughout this week, thanks to this Venus and Saturn aspect. And there's also maybe some dreams that offer interesting messages. Meditation could be good. There's a lot more woo-woo out there things that if you use them to tap into a higher sense of awareness, they offer this pleasant mini awakening among a succession of awakenings that connects you even better to the here and now. Tuesday's gentle aspect, I say gentle because it's a moon aspect and it's not actually gentle at all because it's a square, therefore it's challenging. So okay, instead of calling it gentle, let's call it a quiet challenge. The moon in Leo square Venus in Taurus is a sign to not get too carried away with the excitement of progress where you could really be feeling yourself and really get some confidence about your unique path to the point of going a bit too far somehow. It's about some kind of self-defense and making sure you're not undermining your own progress through the pursuit of pleasure, kind of an early celebration of something. And this is not to say that you don't deserve nice things and experiences, but there's a time and a place. And your pleasure this week is best if it comes from mature activities and things that are considered responsible. On Wednesday, Mercury moves into Taurus. And there is going to be an exclusive bonus content episode available to the Horoscope Vault subscribers released on Wednesday, and that will detail every blip, bump, and opportunity, plus the specific dates and timing of this transit for each sign. In general, though, Mercury in Taurus is a slower communication style. It's lingering on words, and it's delicious for anyone who is gifted with or very much into the things like languages and speaking and writing and poetry. And words can be quite seductive, words can be sexy. They can also be strong and become the very foundation of things to manifest. This is the idea of the magician that creates through speech. It's the idea of persistence with what you're saying. It's a time of using concrete example and enjoying talks about money, about plans, about desires and tastes and luxury. More talk about food. There's going to be a faster kind of pace in the world of food, whether it's more recipes coming out online or just discussions in the news about food. Mercury is the messenger, so it could also bring you letters and emails to do with finances, to do with food, and to do with property. And if you want all of that detailed information up front in one place, in that one episode, instead of waiting for the weekly progress, then join for exclusive episodes. I'll link both the Spotify and Patreon options below. The Patreon is a little bit more because I do post freebie workbooks and log sheets in there for subscribers. And the Spotify membership works out to be like around $1 a week or something like that. So whether you want just a few exclusive extra episodes on the Spotify, or you want all those episodes plus worksheets and logbooks on the Patreon, again, all those links will be below. So the next aspect I'm really feeling brings something to the experience is Friday, when Mercury, so it's freshly in the sign of Taurus, makes a square to Pluto in Aquarius. And bear in mind that Pluto is retrograde, so that does impact the presentation of this. I'll link the Pluto retrograde episode below to catch up on that if you missed it. With this, there could be tension in a conversation, and it's not a visible tension, it's a tension that remains internal. It could also be persuasion. It could be that you're trying to sway somebody, or somebody is trying to sway you. On Saturday, Venus conjuncts Uranus in Taurus and the Sun conjuncts Jupiter too. So this should be like the nicest day ever of the whole week. These are two really, really sweet combinations of symbolism. You've got Venus and its loveliness, its luxury, love, beauty, and pleasure, with Uranus and its element of surprise. And then the Sun shining light on Jupiter's luck coming through to you somehow. The Venus-Uranus conjunction is in the same degree as the week's earlier Sun-Uranus conjunction was. So it's still the theme of reward, receiving some good karma, some expansion, some gain, maybe even some gifts, which can be talent-related gifts, showing up and offering you something, as much as it can be receiving physical gifts. And the Sun and Jupiter are at 28 degrees. It's about the good fortune that comes of just letting things flow, not forcing a situation. And combined, these two aspects are like being your unique self, not trying to impress anyone or try anything outside of what feels and is natural for you. And how doing so, being just you in your bubble, offers the biggest, best reward. The week finishes with the Sun in Taurus sextile Neptune in Pisces, which to me feels like stepping back and admiring your work. Like how in a movie when an artist steps back and looks at what they've been creating, it's like this pause where you don't just witness your progress. You take it in and you admire it in its halfway done state. You can see things from a more spiritual perspective, and you might be content with taking a break or a pause for the purpose of enjoying and steadying yourself in the now. your concentration and focus on what is, rather than what could be or has been, is existentialism. It's no projection into the future or in the past, it's just being in the now. Make sure to click on and listen to the section at the end of the episode dedicated to next week's show. This is like a little preface of what's coming up next week, and it can help you navigate the information that you receive this week. And of course, each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, you seem to be full of surprises. There's a bit of extra spontaneous energy flowing through your veins. You could surprise yourself, or you could treat yourself, maybe to a tech product or just anything luxury. This is very treat yourself energy, and it's maybe a well-needed reward for something that you feel like you deserve a reward for. So go ahead and treat yourself for doing the hard work, for putting in the effort, maybe into your career, for passing something, or just generally whatever steady progress that has been showing up, for dealing with something that you've previously put off and that you've now tended to. Just make sure that whatever you buy has a lot of value to it. It's not about impulse buying, just anything. It's something that you know you've needed for a while. When Mercury moves into Taurus on Wednesday, I hope that this is not buyer's remorse, because it tends to indicate you will think more about your income. It might be that if you've applied for something, a new job, maybe, then you hear back about it, or maybe it's just reorganization of your finances after the aforementioned needed purchase. Later in the week, there could be some hidden messages between you and a relative. Someone offers their 2 cents on your behavior without knowing the whole story. There might be some arguments. This might include the need for you to quote something that someone said if they are acting in denial, or if they are backtracking, or if they are outright lying. You might need to use screenshots to back up your point, and it's a tough one because whatever you say just seems to be incorrectly received. If this relates to paperwork, it could mean needing to submit something, like some extra paperwork that ties up all the rest of the paperwork, and it means that the official stuff goes favourably for you. And on the weekend, it's your time to enjoy more romantic and loving things. This is maybe a date night with a partner, or date night with someone new in your life if you are not already in a relationship. This indicates the time to enjoy the company of somebody else treating you well. And if you want to get more from your horoscope, there is of course the rising sign. The calculator for that is in the show notes below, and this is going to be the most event-aligned reading for you. And there is also the earth sign. Your earth sign is Libra, and it's going to tell you more about the earthly happenings this week. And then the soul sign, which for you is Capricorn, it lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Taurus, you get forced out into the world somehow. This idea of changing perspectives of where you belong or where you want to be makes you assert your independence as an individual, and it highlights living life outside of family structures and conditioning. If you have any legal matters or paperwork matters that need attention, then you're going to be forced to take care of those earlier in the week. And if you are going through any travel for pleasure reasons, there could be a little bit of a blip or something that crops up to change those dynamics. Midweek, there might be some odd, uncomfortable feelings like possessiveness and jealousy, but that seems to be quick moving and short lived. And when Mercury moves into your sign, you begin to have more confidence in stating your point. It's good and it's correct for you to be more stubborn, to put across and to stick to your views, to not appease anybody. It's a good time to submit any paperwork that you need to submit, any applications, and really get to grips with using your voice and the idea of doing what you say you're going to do, and then watching things manifest based on that. Definitely choose your words wisely this week, because your words become reality at this time. As the week progresses, you might find something that you had previously lost, or you get back something that you're owed, or you find something that you've always wanted but you couldn't previously find. This could be like finding the perfect deal or the perfect offer at the exact right time. And there's this feeling of increased personal power, better connection with friends, letting go of old relationships that hold you back. You might also play around with your looks and your appearance with a change of hair or style, wearing different clothes for whatever reason. There might be a moment of lack of ambition, while you enjoy putting yourself first, and rightfully so. Your parents or home situation, maybe someone from your childhood, your home environment, your living space, wherever you are calling home for now, gives you a lot of support somehow. This might not directly be family, it might be one person in the family, multiple people in the family, or just where you grew up. Something in that realm provides you with a sense of belonging that you've missed, and things feel comfortable as the week comes to an end. Make sure to check out the reading for your rising sign, which is the ascendant in astrology, and you can use the calculator below to find out what that is. And then, of course, the earth sign. For you, the earth sign is Scorpio. This is going to tell you a bit more about what's going on in the earthly physical realm for you. And then there is the soul sign. For you, the soul sign is Aquarius, and this lets you know a bit more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Gemini is a very enlightening time. It's great for using your brain. You'll want to think a lot through activities that involve problem solving, taking care of things, including financial obligations, and all the things that are just on your list of to-dos. You are the epitome of a busy bee as the week begins. And you might receive a nice surprise, something you're given or gifted or shared with you from someone else. And midweek, really, things start to slow down a bit more. You become a bit more overindulgent. You procrastinate. You're happier to leave some things undone, which is actually no big deal because it's balanced out by how much you did get done earlier in the week. Mercury moving into Taurus means you need to slow down your brain. A slower pace of thinking is necessary to avoid the pitfall of increased mental anxiety. Yes, you are smart. Yes, you are driven. But even a car needs to be switched off. It just can't, you know, continuously run. You need some downtime to gain perspective and allow you to reconsider views and stances for you to then come back stronger than ever. Mercury in Taurus as a transit might reveal to you some people that are not really your people, or it could reveal some thought processes, some ideas and beliefs that you have, some negative talk from yourself to yourself that's holding you back. This might include some crazy standards and criteria that you hold yourself to. So now you question or reconsider these views and stances in order to clear out your psyche and feel all refreshed and renewed. The challenge this week might be that you feel bad for keeping a secret. And the simplest advice when it comes to that is don't feel bad. It's actually correct for you to keep secrets. It's the right thing for you to do now. Keeping many secrets for yourself is a version of preservation. As long as the secrets are not damaging to someone else, like if you're in a relationship and an ex pops up, so be cautious of falling into that trap. In general, this week, it's a great time for partnerships, especially related to business. Or the spotlight might be on your marriage partner if you are married, or relationship if you're in a relationship. There's just an opportunity to advance through others, and collaboration seems to be key, as long as it's a healthy collaboration. At the end of the week, just be cautious of being too generous. It is nice to help people out, but not if it puts you into a deficit. Make sure to listen to the horoscope for your rising sign, the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use a calculator below to find out. It's going to give you an event aligned reading. And then there's a horoscope for your earth sign. Your earth sign is Sagittarius. This is going to tell you more about the earthly material developments of your week. And then the soul sign. The soul sign for you is Pisces, and this lets you know a bit more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Cancer, some sudden expenditures could leave you with a bit of a tighter budget, and there might actually be money coming in, as much as this indicates possibly extra money going out, but in either way, it's just easiest to expect and plan for a little bit of financial instability, both up and down. If you feel lonely this week, please know that this is temporary. And it's relevant whether you're in a relationship or not. It could just be one of those times where you feel very isolated in your world, no matter who is around you. Try to remember that the reason for this feeling of isolation is for the purpose of organizing things in a specific order. So this temporary lull in feelings of connectedness will return to normal once you get the thing that's meant to be organized and figured out. Once you get that done, things get back to normal. So save your energy fighting against the natural feeling of being alone and utilize the time of being alone. Put that energy into practical matters. And very quickly, once the main event or situation is resolved, you'll be back to feeling a sense of belonging and connection soon. Which actually you might end up wishing for this hermit time to last a little bit longer by the time midweek comes around, because somebody just seems to over talk to you, they're sharing too much, they talk your ear off to the point that you might become bored with the conversation. You drift off when certain people are talking to you, so take note of that because it's indicative of the right and the wrong people. And when Mercury moves into Taurus, the brain is stimulated into a lot of brainstorming, a lot of discussion of ideas, lots of writing things down. You might discuss or brainstorm with friends or groups that you're already part of, or that you hope to become part of. And this is a great time for reading, taking in and absorbing information from books. You can read fiction, sure, go ahead. But some of the best advice might be to read and absorb information that you are going to benefit from. It's a positively proactive time to use your heightened focus, let's say, on developing your specific goals. So let's say you have a goal in mind, then using the brainstorming time to break that thing down into achievable steps is helpful. It's all about working on the solid points of progress that are needed for you to achieve the bigger picture vision that you have in mind. This mental energy could also indicate anxieties and worries with goals. And that's really particularly if you're trying to rush or you feel like you're behind time on achieving things. So become comfortable with taking things at a slower pace, or else anxiety might dominate. As the week progresses, you rationalize keeping things to yourself. And the reason being is because the more you keep to yourself, the more things go right. You don't really need to rationalize keeping your private life private. That's normal. Especially while you're working on building it. There's going to be plenty of time in the future for you to share your successes. You don't have to tell anyone about things right now. You have nothing to prove. Sharing things only seems to add pressure to your pace of achieving things. This might be responsible for why you feel rushed. So this is really a good time for working privately on a project. As the week unfolds, you might find yourself invited to a few social situations or functions or gatherings, which are fun. And it might be that if you accept one or more of these things, these invitations, there is the potential for you to find further career opportunities by attending. Just throughout the week, you must remain vigilant to your health care, the way you personally look after yourself. This is a favorable time to boost your health if you give it even just a little bit of attention. And equally so, even a little bit of neglect can send you in the opposite direction. Avoid gluttony, eat correctly, and no excess. Anything in excess could be damaging. Make sure to listen to the reading for your rising sign, known as the ascendant in astrology. This is going to be the most event-aligned reading for you. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. And then there is the earth sign. The earth sign is going to let you know more of the physical earthly developments this week, and your earth sign is Capricorn. And then the soul sign, which for you is Aries, will let you know more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Leo is a significant turning point, and it might seem like your entire life direction changes abruptly. This could come through an unexpected opportunity. You were not expecting whatever comes this way, and it offers you some freedom and some independence. You won't feel like working hard. You feel like enjoying all these chances that land on your doorstep. This will not change the fact that there are still lots of responsibilities for you to take care of, and there are still lots of things to do. So by midweek, your enjoyment could end up being dampened by a demanding work situation or a boss that asks more of you or a growing list of to-dos. When Mercury moves into Taurus, it's likely to raise a lot of issues, like tons of issues, with your choice of career and how that lines up with your desired and your current living lifestyle. It might be that in living your best life, there are disagreements and disputes with authority figures and parents or people that you may be in some way required to answer to for some reason. And that makes this an anxious time where you feel like you're not getting the level of recognition for what you do or what you have already done and sacrificed. This might come with the sensation of falling off of the professional wagon or falling short of your own goals. The week's progression continues with this theme a little bit longer. It's like your colleagues and your associates are messing with you and it's not in a fun way. Or maybe at work or in a family situation, there's information being withheld. Romantic relationships do seem to improve if you have them. Or if you have children, the connections there seem to get better. It's important to remember that you're not selfish in your self-care. Despite how some people may paint you out to be right now, you are just pursuing the right kind of life for you to be happy. And you have no intention of hurting anyone else along the way. In fact, you want to include people you love into your plans and goals, into your dreams for the future. So anyone who seems like a naysayer or they're negative towards what you want to do, they're simply showing you that they are not meant to be part of where you're going in life. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the reading for your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology and it's the most event-aligned reading. If you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. And then there is the earth sign. Your earth sign is Aquarius. This will let you know more about the physical material development. And the soul sign, which for you is the sign of Taurus, listening to that is going to let you know more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Virgo, you might realize that you've been neglecting your self-expression or just neglecting yourself, period. And this realization may surface through feeling uneasy or just not feeling like yourself and not knowing why. There are a lot of things that may feel like they need to be taken care of now, like immediately, and they take precedence. So this could be just a lot of things playing heavy on you and your mind in terms of unfinished business. Passion and romance are not favored. Things totally cool down in that area to give way to more practical considerations. It just seems like you have more important responsibilities to take care of now. The challenge this week is a socially awkward moment. You might not understand how someone feels or they don't understand you. Things just get super uncomfortable, but this is set to pass quickly. When Mercury moves into Taurus, it's a little bit of lift of spirits. It's a boost of faith. It's some light at the end of the tunnel. So this is either growth of material stability that feels good, or it's just an all-round happy twist and joy of life. And new possibilities that show up happen to display to you that there are alternative options for you to consider regarding your future. Remember that knowledge is power, and in using information that you discover to advance yourself, instead of being maybe keen to share that information so that it helps others, using it for yourself is not selfish. Put information that you have, resources that you have, into practice and back into yourself first before trying to give words of wisdom to others, before trying to give help to others. Yes, the things you have to say and to share, to give, to offer, do have a profound impact on people and it can help them, but you need to help yourself first. Your mind might be on a vacation. This is a great week to plan one and book the tickets or book all the intricacies to do with that. It's also a good time to spruce up your home. You are much more sensitive to mess and disarray. So spring, summer cleaning and any kind of rearranging or decorating may be just the most amazing thing to do. Make sure to check out the reading for your rising sign. It's the most event-aligned reading. This is the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use your birth data in the calculator below to find out. And then there is the earth sign. Your earth sign is Pisces. Listening to that horoscope is going to let you know more of the material developments. And then the soul sign, which your soul sign is Gemini. This will let you know a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Libra, you might connect with people who are able to help you more in some way, especially in areas where you feel like you've been mentally stuck or you've had some kind of mental blockage. there's one or more of your friendships that offer either social enjoyment or powerful self-development or just simply some fun and excitement. The opportunities to feel and experience more come through your connection with others. And you may have a lot going on with your family. There are people counting on you to do this and to do that because you hold a lot of responsibilities in your home life area. So friendship and excitement is something well earned. Let yourself have fun. Let yourself have a good chat or a catch up and reconnect with someone. The challenge this week might be some overindulgence in some way, whether that's food or spending too much money. And then when Mercury enters into Taurus, the whole next month for you looks to be filled with intense emotional reactions. Some of your dealings with someone else stirs up emotions. Communication is likely to be full of impulse and passion and intensity and maybe even a little bit of anger. And this is simply because there are so many feelings flying around, your concentration suffers, and this just indicates the start of a pretty intense month-ish long emotional phase, which may drive you to think about traveling or just getting away. It's like arguments and disagreements seem so overbearing that you just want to escape. There could be the change in status of a debt or a loan this week, a change in a financial agreement, in a credit arrangement. But this could actually be something that's positive. It could unexpectedly benefit you somehow. Maybe it's to do with something working in your favor there. Or maybe there's paperwork and documents to do with your relatives that require decisions and action this week. This next 7 days for you really seems like a lot. And yes, you may wind up feeling drained, but knowing this ahead of time allows you to prep for such intensity. Make things ahead of time. Be kind to your future self by doing more now to ease the load. And definitely think about minimizing time spent in large groups or crowds because that may feel draining. And to get more from your horoscope, consider listening to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology. It's going to give you an event-aligned reading. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, get your birth data, pop it into the calculator below to find out. And then there's the reading for your earth sign. Your earth sign is Aries. Listening to that is going to give you insight into the material developments this week. And then also the soul sign. For you, the soul sign is Cancer. Listening to that is going to let you know what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Scorpio, some recognition and some thanks for the work that you do could arrive starting Monday, and it begins the week pleasantly. And if it's not thanks in work, it's maybe thanks somewhere in life in general or with something that you've been working on. Your efforts become the focus and attention of more people. This is great if you're looking to climb up the ranks in something, in work or a group. There's just a lot of formality among your connections, no matter who that's with, if it's at work, if it's at home, and among friends. And the challenge this week might be that the formality turns a little bit cold in a relationship, maybe the most romantic one. Something that's usually close and fun cools off a little bit, and you and another person might annoy each other more than usual. Or you feel like your partner, so this is business partner or personal partner, is being a tad manipulative, and you really don't like that. When Mercury moves into Taurus, there's a psychic sensitivity to all communication, so you become way more sensitive to and much more aware of the opinions and the words of others. Try not to become too absorbent of everyone else's opinions. This might start to make you question your own thoughts and your own words. The positive purpose of being able to sense other people's perspectives is so that you can feel comfortable and prepared around anyone at all times. It's not meant to be that you absorb this sensation, this understanding of others' ideas, so that your opinion and perspective is swayed or diluted. If there is a conversation to be had, then this transit is very supportive of discussion, especially with the purpose of finding a solution to something that's maybe been difficult. And in the process, yourself and others could become a little bit defensive or stubborn. So that's worth watching out for. The rest of the week shows that a secret revealed is maybe not the most pleasant. Could be a family secret, or it's a secret that you are keeping and have been keeping. that gets found out, and it makes the week difficult either way. This general time frame could just shake up your marriage and everything at home, or any kind of partnership, if it's not marriage, any partnership that you consider the closest. So it gets to the point that some space is needed by everyone involved or impacted by the possible secret. Yourself and other people need the chance to get their head around things and become comfortable with the changes showing up. There may be a lucky investment towards the end of the week. It could be an investment of time or money, and it's presented to you kind of closer to the weekend. It's something that will possibly turn out quite favorably if you follow it up. It might be something showing up in the career space, investing in your time or money, and you get the chance to display and benefit from your more artistic and clever and imaginative qualities, as they soar very high this week. So make this next 7 days a time of creating more, doing more, creating more from within, and consuming less. To get more from your horoscope, check out the reading for your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology. It's the most event-aligned reading. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. And then there is the earth sign. For you, this is Taurus. It's going to let you know more about the earthly developments. And then the soul sign reading. For you, the soul sign is Leo. And listening to that one is going to let you know a bit more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Sagittarius, education is very important. Learning, broadening your perspective on something, possibly to do with food and health and wellness, or maybe something to do with learning a skill that you can go on to apply in a professional way. And within the process of learning stuff, there's a lot of change. It's like the things that you thought you knew become adjusted, and you find out a lot of things to be shockingly false that you were taught, or it's just stuff you picked up through the experience of life that now you're seeing is very different. And it's just such is the evolution of experience. Your financial picture should be looking brighter this week, but this is not without effort. It looks brighter because you take care of these things proactively. You're either being cautious and specific with how you spend, or you're just utilizing finances better, getting ahead of a bill, not behind. Maybe you're even having an easier time of saving. And the main challenge this week is that other people don't really respect your personal boundaries. This comes in the form of being called on for favors. And these are not favors that you owe back. This is not someone calling on something that you already owe in return. These are favors that are the initial layup. You're being asked to do more from scratch with the promise of getting something back in return from it. So some kind of favor back in the future. You'll basically wind up covering someone else's butt somehow and helping them out as an act of doing something extra. When Mercury moves into Taurus, you will see faults in everything and everyone around you, including your own matters of schedule, your own routines, your own habits. And the beauty is that you will have the energy to put these things right in yourself. And the ultimate challenge is where it comes to letting other people figure their own stuff out. It might be easier for you to see solutions to problems that others are having, but it is not your job to step in and save the day, despite how annoying and dissatisfying it is to watch people mess things up. There might be some feelings of secrecy going on between you and someone else, and the first place that the mind usually goes is that secrets are to do with something bad. But in this situation, it seems like whatever's being held back is positive. So if you do get the feeling that something is going on beneath the surface and you feel pressured to either share something that you've got going on privately, know that it's not quite ready. It's okay to hold back a little longer. Or if you get the idea that someone else is keeping something private, let them. Because when it does come out and the time is right, it's probably going to be something quite amazing. This week also shows potential shift in your work schedule. So this is different hours or different days. And there might be something to do with a promotion or a new position of some sort. And if this is the case, it's a great week for that. You make a favorable impression on those who are in the position to further your career. There just seems to be a lot of luck surrounding your professional working life these next few days. And if you're interested in getting more from your horoscope, consider listening to the reading for your rising sign. It's called The Ascendant in Astrology. It gives you a very event-aligned reading. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. And there's also the earth sign, which for you is Gemini. Listening to that reading is going to let you know more of the earthly developments. And then the soul sign, which for you is Virgo, and listening to that one will let you know what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Capricorn begins with a lot of general instability. And the word general is relevant because the instability could be anywhere and everywhere. It would be maybe both unexpected loss and gain showing up in equal measure. So it's better to just let yourself get swept along with the tide and see where it takes you. And I think a lot of this residual unexpected change is to do with the fact that you're not out of the woods yet where it comes to Pluto having been in Capricorn for the last 16 years. In astrology, Pluto is called the Great Destroyer, and it's been directly in your sign since 2008. So it has absolutely destroyed everything that once was your life, and it's made it into something new. And while you're definitely done with the worst of it, it's not completely done altogether. And towards the end of this year, there's a brief revisit of Pluto into Capricorn. So you are still experiencing a few final shifts and adjustments that will appear to put the finishing touches on your reinvention. So I would definitely suggest not overly attaching too much to anything. The easiest way is to let things change and shape you instead of become rigid and resisting whatever is meant to be. Expect the unexpected this week. And with that being said, if you do let go and go with the flow, it could be a much lighter mood for you. A chance to focus on self-care, your appearance, your body, your wellness, and how you look, put things into yourself while the external environment does its thing. The real challenge is that other people might not like your more calm and kicked back approach. People are used to you being the boss. People are used to you taking care of things to the point that they can be lazy. So naturally, when you take your foot off the accelerator, others wonder how the heck things are going to get done without your practical force taking care of things. Let them find out for themselves. This week when Mercury moves into Taurus, it's about finding things funny. It's laughing at life a lot more. It's easier for you to not take things so seriously and enjoy the more creative offerings of the world. So this is a month of movies and hobbies and recreational activities, which is especially welcome because your work environment might be a little bit tense, a little bit micromanaged. You could feel like there's less freedom and it's all authority and automation. Thankfully, your private romantic life can be a lot more sparkly and enjoyable, at least for this week. So enjoy some time off with a partner or have a vacation with someone you care about. These things are fun. Plan some downtime and rest because these are things that you deserve. It's recently been difficult for you to find time for this kind of chill. But now, this week, you get to indulge a little bit more. And to get more out of your reading, consider listening to the reading for your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and it's the most event-aligned reading you can listen to. If you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. And then there's the reading for your earth sign. Your earth sign is Cancer, and listening to that horoscope is going to let you know more of the earthly material developments. And then there is the soul sign. For you, the soul sign is a Libra, and this is going to let you know more about what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Aquarius, connections with other people are maybe a little bit too much or too smothering. You or them or just everybody needs some space, and you might feel quite confident in asking for it. This is the idea of taking a step back in order for you to get better oriented. And you can take enjoyment in social isolation. Solitude suits you very well now. You float around on your own schedule, with your own motivations, and completely free of the pressure from others. The challenge this week is that as you go into this hermit mode, such is Murphy's Law. This is when everyone begins to become more demanding of you. Family members, work people, just everybody begins to pull you in all sorts of directions. And then Mercury moves into Taurus, which adds to the need to withdraw. It's like this tandem experience that the more people pull and tug at you, the more you need to find your own space away. This is a month of maybe reducing your social activities, but not just that. As you settle into your hermit mode, you will find problems and discomforts, maybe picking holes in your home domestic space. So it can kind of be difficult to find comfort anywhere. And a simple remedy is to throw your concerns and your stress into rearranging and cleaning your home, getting it up together how you would like, or looking for an entirely new one. There could be some residual tension in a close connection that once was slightly romantic. Some manipulation went down and it seems like you're not over it or you're not healed from it fully yet. And, you know, that showing up as being either a past or existing connection, both of those are relevant. And through the end of the week, more and more and more is showing up that a change of residence is most appealing. The desire is for a place that is more exciting for you, that allows you more freedom. And you might be focused on searching for that place closer to the weekend. The more weird, wild, unusual, woo-woo and mystical friends that you have in your group are going to be the people that are best supportive in helping you find not just where you want to be in life location-wise, but these unusual friends that you have, these unusual connections in your life are going to be the ones that help you in truly finding somewhere that you finally feel you belong. To get more from your reading, consider listening to the reading for your rising sign. It's the ascendant in astrology, and it's the most event-aligned reading. If you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below to find out. And also consider listening to the reading for your earth sign. For you, the earth sign is Leo, and that reading is going to let you know more about the material developments this week. And then there is the soul sign. For you, the soul sign is Scorpio, and this reading will let you know what's going on behind the scenes. This week for Pisces, the routine of work may be so entirely boring or bothersome in some way. You might wake up suddenly to the feeling of being stuck in a rut and completely disliking it. This is particularly strong if you are in a position or a job or a routine where you don't get to express your more creative side, where you don't get to enjoy freedom. And being boxed in this way could impact your health greatly. So if your body is hurting, then maybe it's a sign that your soul feels claustrophobic at the lack of freedom to be yourself. And I get the idea, the fact that everybody is kind of lacking in some form of freedom at the moment. That's just the way the world is. But somehow, this pain of being closed in seems to impact your sign more than any other. The social invites that you receive this week are not necessarily the fun kind. Get-togethers are full of obligation. It's things like necessary family gatherings or work meetings or just blah stuff. Not the exciting, mind-expanding, fun things that you crave. And when Mercury moves into Taurus, there's an increase in mental energy. And in the absence of anything to get your mind into, if there's nothing intellectual for you to enjoy unraveling, this mental energy can turn into restlessness and maybe even anxiety too. Therefore, it is a good idea to have like a Sudoku book, or maybe not Sudoku specifically, you know, your version of a brain teaser. If you're interested, learn quantum physics or something that you find equally challenging and intriguing. Or you could just go ahead and deal with all the paperwork and correspondence parts of your life that need updating and attention. But you definitely need something to get your mind teeth into. Another little challenge this week is around cleanliness, and it might be difficult to keep up with normal chores. Or there are changes in the climate, the weather, which produces changes in bug activity or the condensation in your home, or just maybe you find more spiders in your home. And if it's not creepy crawlies, it might be another kind of unwelcome visitor in your personal space. The weekend brings you a surprise when somebody helps you out more than you would have expected, or something someone else has to offer shocks you. Maybe you thought less of somebody, and they end up showing themselves and proving themselves to be a lot more than you had given them credit for. And this really works out to be heartwarming. This isn't a don't judge a book by its cover situation. This is just an appreciation that everybody has something going on beneath the surface, and someone this weekend shocks you pleasantly. Consider listening to the reading for your rising sign. It's called The Ascendant in Astrology, and it's the most event-aligned reading. If you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below to find out. And then there is the earth sign. For you, the earth sign is Virgo, and listening to that is going to let you know more about the material physical developments. And also listen to the reading for your soul sign. The soul sign for you is Sagittarius. Listening to that horoscope is going to let you know more about what's going on behind the scenes. So next week is huge. There's been so many huge weeks this year. It's kind of exhausting and it's also exciting, but next week is not scary huge, it's amazing huge, and I am pumped for it. I'm so excited that among all the madness and chaos that is our current reality, that next week is full of so much movement. The sun moving into Gemini is going to speed things up. You know how you've been wanting change for a while? Well, get ready, because it is coming quick and fast, maybe even quicker and faster than you're going to be able to keep up with. The biggest day of next week is going to be May 23rd, followed by May 25th. So on the 23rd, there are several aspects all at once. It's a super busy day. There's Venus conjunct Jupiter happening at 29 degrees, and there are only 29 degrees in each sign, because each sign runs from 0 to 29, so essentially 0 is counted as a degree in itself. So 29 is the final degree of any sign, and the Venus-Jupiter conjunction happening in the 29th degree of Taurus can mean extreme wealth, extreme gain, and it can also mean bankruptcy, which in this situation isn't negative because it's freeing. The theme of this degree next week is Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. I spell it out because of my accent. But the idea of Dharma follows on from this week's theme of Karma. Dharma translates as the path of rightness. So getting onto the path of rightness is really something to look forward to. And then this Venus-Jupiter conjunction also makes a positive sextile to Neptune, also in 29 degrees. I want to scream at all of these anaretic degree activity things happening. It's so final, it's so powerful. This particular Neptune at 29 degrees against the background of Venus-Jupiter conjunction gives a feeling of dreams coming true and perfection showing up in the now. On the same day, Venus enters Gemini. It's fun, it's pleasure through culture and arts and dancing and music, and it just comes to spice life up. And the Sagittarius full moon, closing out a chapter of distress, restores you back to a point of power. That is just the 23rd of May next week. But before getting too excited about how wonderful all of that sounds, which it is very much worth getting excited about, on the 25th, Jupiter moves into Gemini, and it's not in its strongest, most favourite position. This shows up as a lot of lies in the media. Not that lies in the media don't already exist, but it's like, man, can we even handle any more BS being spoon-fed to the world at this point? And it shows up as either in the entertainment world or false help that's not exactly what we need. Thank goodness that your personal power is restored just a few more days before more clowns enter this circus. Upcoming episodes to look forward to include an exclusive bonus episode coming out this Wednesday, which details Mercury through Taurus for every single sign. And I'm starting a new series on rulerships. This is going to be a 12-part series on which planet tempos rule specific areas of your life based on your sign, starting the series with the ruler of your income and money house. When you learn which planet rules that section of your life, you better understand the rhythm of your resources. If you know that your resources are on a daily and yearly rhythm, or a monthly rhythm, or that your funds and income change every 2.5 days, or for some signs, money matters last for up to 29 years in one state of operation. When you know the tempo of this, you can much better plan for anything and everything, and that series is going to be available to exclusive horoscope subscribers. And then, of course, as always, the regular weekly horoscope prediction show coming out next Monday. A lot is going on, so until then, bye!